Chestnut Street by Maeve Binchy.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dolly's mother. It was all the harder because her mother was so beautiful. If only Dolly's mother had been a round, bun-like woman, or a small, wrinkled person, it might have been easier for Dolly, this business of growing up. But no, there were no consolations on that score. Mother was tall and willowy and had a smile that made other people smile too, and a laugh that caused strangers to look up with pleasure. Mother always knew what to say and said it. Mother wore long lilac silk scarves so elegantly they seemed to flow with her when she walked. If Dolly tried to wear a scarf, either it looked like a bandage or else she got mistaken for a football fan. If you were square and solid and without colour or grace, it was sometimes easy to hate Mother. But only for a moment and not real hate. Nobody could hate Mother, and certainly not the dumpy daughter that Mother treated like a princess. She always spoke of Dolly's fine points. Her lovely deep green eyes. People will get lost in those eyes, Mother had said. Dolly doubted it. There was precious little sign of anyone looking into them for long enough to realise they were green, let alone run the risk of sinking hopelessly into their depths. Mother always called on Father to admire Dolly's wonderful texture of hair. Look, Mother would say excitedly, look at how thick it is and how healthy it is. We may well see the shampoo come.